In my opinion, I think her first stop should have been ECMC for evaluation.
Indy Walton is a nurse who now works as a community organizer with Open Buffalo. She's been very vocal about the Cummings case. In a recent report, the New York State Commission of Corrections declared the death of Cummings as a homicide due to medical neglect.
You have a young woman who, by all other accounts, has led a normal life, who all of a sudden steals a car and has this sort of erratic behavior, is very combative. That should have alerted someone to take her to ECMC for a mental health evaluation.
There were reports Cummings allegedly used synthetic marijuana, but she had no history of mental illness. However, the corrections report clearly indicates her behavior at the holding center should have been cause for concern.
This is outrageous. I mean, we can't tolerate this.
Ann Venuto is president of the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Buffalo and Erie County. She says she has learned the young woman's behavior was totally out of character.
Well, I actually spoke to someone who worked with her and who was baffled by the description of her in jail. She said this young woman worked at, I think it was an insurance company. She's lovely. You know, she had no psychiatric history, no criminal history. My understanding is she took synthetic marijuana, which, some people can have a terrible reaction, bring on a psychosis.
County mental health leaders were willing to meet with us, but clearly stated they could not discuss or answer any questions about the Cummings case because it is in litigation. Michael Ranney is the County Commissioner of Mental Health.
We have had to increase and enhance services and staffing within the facility. We have been very actively involved in reform of jail work over the last several years. That has included one of the very positive things we did was we established a relationship with the university.
In the last couple of decades, there's been an increase in the number of individuals with mental illness incarcerated in jails and prisons across the U.S., creating a major challenge to provide enough services.
We see about 4,000 patients a year in the holding center.
University at Buffalo professor Dr. Daniel Antonius is director of the Division of Forensic Psychiatry. The county contracts with UB's psychiatry department, providing psychiatric services at both the holding center and Erie County Correctional Facility.
That we typically see inmates based on the level of care. We see inmates sometimes within a day and sometimes within a week or 2 weeks. So if you compare that to the community standard, it's actually pretty quick. Because in the community, you're often waiting 2 to 3 months before you're seeing a psychiatrist.
When an individual arrives at the holding center, they undergo a screening process. A registered nurse reviews their medical health, mental health, and history of substance abuse and provides a suicide screening.
We might get one real chance to meet with this individual, try to give them some information.
Ronald Scholerman is director of the county's forensic mental health.
What can we hand them or get into their wheelhouse for tools for when they get out? Because we might see that individual one day at noon, and by the next day, they're released from custody.
In the corrections report, the Medical Review Board directly cites Erie County Forensic Mental Health as failing to properly initiate and expedite what is known as the 730 competency exam requested by a judge for Ms. Cummings.
Is this person capable of managing and sustaining through the rigors of the legal process, understanding what they need to do to cooperate with their attorneys, and then proceed through that?
Meanwhile, the county has increased services and staffing at the holding center as part of ongoing federally required reforms.
But we anticipate that in the very near future, we will be at a level where we have met all of those agreed upon pieces of the agreement with the Department of Justice.
But delivering all the needed mental health care services remains a daunting task.
Ridiculous to ask the criminal justice system to have corrections officers and police take care of people who are challenging to people who are trained in psychiatry.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.